everyone. This is Gordon, W2TTT, and this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Technical Net. Are there any stations with emergency or priority traffic? Please call K2BAR. Okie dokie, nothing heard. All right, good evening, everyone. This is Gordon, W2TTT, and this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Technical Net. This net is connected weekly at a frequency of 146.835 MHz. The 2-meter repeater of the Venture Cruise 7373 Amateur Radio Club. The repeater is located in Pearl River, New York. Uses a PL of 151.4, 151.4, and uses a minus 600 kHz offset. The purpose of this net is to have a conversation, so it's a little different than other nets. This net is about a conversation about amateur radio, electronics, computers, telecommunications, natural sciences that underlie our hobby, as well as the art of operating and building and doing all kinds of creative stuff, the way we serve others with our wonderful hobby and its technology, and our God-given skills, and all sorts of manner of things. It's also an opportunity to post things for sale, swap, or wanted, and in fact, you're welcome to do any of those things. The other thing is you're welcome to check in even if you have nothing to participate. In fact, we encourage you to do so because knowing you're there helps us kind of gauge whether we're hitting an audience. So if you are sandbagging out there, feel free to give us your call sign and your name and let us know where you are if you're new. And we hope that you'll contribute to the net, but if you don't, just being here is part of the contribution. So, with no further ado, stations whose call signs begin with the letter Whiskey, surprised everybody today, please call with your call sign, your name, indicate whether you have a question, comment, for sale, swap, or wanted items, some combination of those things, or say none of the above. Please call K2BAR, Whiskey stations, please.
Whiskey Alpha 2, India Sierra Echo, Bob, and a short comment.
All right, Robert, welcome aboard. Any other whiskeys? Okie dokie, how about them Novembers? Okie dokie, how about them Kilos?
Kilo 2 Lima Alpha X-ray, listening in tonight.
Good evening, John. Thank you very much for your time to run the Aries net earlier. Appreciate it. And any other Kilos? Alrighty, how about those Alphas?
ACTGI, Rich, two questions.
Good evening, Rich. We've got you two with two questions. Any other Alphas? Okay, we also have the Kilo Delta 2 Bravo Kilo Delta Echo Link. Kilo Delta 2 Bravo Kilo Delta Dash Lima, actually. So if any stations would like to participate, welcome to do so. Via the Echo Link. Okay, any stations, any call signs? Might be a lean net tonight. All right. Well, Robert, you go first. WA2ISC from K2BAR.
Okay, K2BAR, this is WA2ISC. I just wanted to mention that, though, since last TechNet, when I talked about replacing bipolar transistors with JFETs, I also posted on the EHAM discussion group about this stuff and gathered all that stuff up and created a web page about it. Over.
Ah, so what kind of stuff did you put up there on it?
Well, basically a diagram showing before and after and basically my gathering of various comments that various people mentioned about intercept points and that sort of thing, and www.wa2isc.com/radios/fm-front-end-mod, all one word. Over.
Okay, so everything after wa2isc.com. All after that, please.
Okay, yeah, so slash radios, slash FM front end mod dot HTML.
Front end mod HTML. Now, if I just do slash radios, will I get at least some sort of listing of the subtending pages, or will it just give me a 404 error?
Oh, you should get a listing of the various files in that directory.
Okay, so if you're really lost, WHYSC.com/radios should at least get you something. And the front end, the FM front end is there. That's helpful. Well, thank you, Bob. Now, where are you hosting this?
I think it's at yahoo.com, I think, is where I'm hosting this website.
Okay, very nice. Okay. Well, congratulations. Is there anything that's specific that when you collated and correlated all this information that got your attention?
Oh, basically, I just wanted to confirm what I think I know about this thing, and I just wanted to make sure that I had the story right, because I occasionally get things wrong, as you know. Anyway, nothing surprising. Basically, I just want to gather a bunch of opinions and statements and whatnot to make sure I got the story right. Anyway, so that's what I came up with. Over.
NJ2BS. Repeat.
Oh, that sounds great. That sounds marvelous. Well, thank you for doing that. Does anybody have any additional comments that they'd like to add?
K2LAS.
Go ahead, John.
So the dead air. I posted this on Slack, but it's kind of interesting. I had my periodic antenna set up for satellite, 45 degrees, azimuth, 45 degrees tilt. And, of course, repeaters never came in from the right direction, but because of the exercise, I think it was yesterday, with Racy's, I decided, well, I might as well make it more land-friendly and put the periodic antenna vertical and throw azimuth, and it's amazing how the repeaters actually come in from the right direction. Over.
Yeah, you know, you were a lot more full quieting earlier than you are now. A lot of snap, crackle, and pop on your signal now.
I might have been a little close to the mic because I haven't moved anything.
No, this is an RF issue. Either receiver of the repeaters gotten some issue, or your signal has waned since earlier, because you and I having a full quieting signal, or QSO, before, and you're quite the challenge to copy now. I'll leave it at that.
Really, I'm putting out about 40 watts. It looks like.
Yeah, that's what surprised me. I mean, I'm assuming I'm okay, but if I'm not, then start pointing the pointy finger of indignation at the repeater, not at you, which is fine. I'm crawling around at a traffic light here, so. But anyway. Alrighty. Well, but you've got your antenna now vertically oriented?
Correct.
Well, that's good stuff. Good stuff. I mean, when in doubt, orient your antenna to align with the station you're communicating with, in this case, vertical for the repeater. Anything else, Mr. John?
Nothing really. Just watching all the storms in the Midwest, hearing lots of bad reports from other stations out there. Over.
Yep, I know, it's a mess. You want to go west as a Red Cross volunteer, they're looking for staff. Do know that. Got an earful of that this morning. I wish I could go, but I'm not physically up to that kind of rigor right now. Say my wife would kill me just to quite capture the the stuff, but she'd be right. I'd probably end up in the hospital, so it's just better not to do that at this time. All right, back to you, Bob, I think you had anything more on your topic? All right, I'll take that as a no. All right, AC2GI, your question, sir, from K2BAR.
K2BAR, AC2GI. This is an extension of what we kind of discussed earlier today, Gordon. I went on R-Finder. I subscribed to them primarily for my my company travels with my HT. But anyway, I downloaded an area upstate New York that I want to travel to looking for DMR repeaters. And I noticed that some of the repeaters are marked under a classification of assigned, either master, a peer, or none. And my curiosity got the best of me, and what does that mean?
Okay, to my knowledge, a master means it has a C bridge attached to it, meaning it is the repeater's controller is essentially a C bridge. A peer is such like we have NJ2BC. It's a peer of NY4Z, which is the master. What that does, in the best of all possible worlds, a master will go out and connect to the peers. That's the normal case. In cases where you have no inbound connections allowed, you can reverse it, but it becomes messy. And the reason for that is this. The idea is that if the master, the station controlling the C-bridge, fails, it can fail over to a different site, which will then make the outbound connections to all the peers and reestablish the network, because they have identical lists of stations to connect to, but only one master comes up at one time. So you have a dual master kind of redundancy kind of thing built in. In the case of NJ2PC, because we're behind a county government's connection, we only can make connections out. So if NY4Z goes down, what will happen is the NJ2PC DMR repeater on 440.950 will try to connect out to NY4Z. It will find NY4Z missing, and it will sit idle and, well, not idle, it'll sit isolated as a standalone repeater. If it's none, it's like it's a non-networked repeater, such like the BCFMA repeaters are on UHF. Because they're both DMR and FM dual mode, they're set up with no internet connection whatsoever, so that you can use either mode interchangeably, but at the cost of having no networking.
Okay, but the ones that say none still host talk groups, so that was one of my confusing things. And I know we briefly talked about it, but I'm still a little confused. Some of the talk groups that are marked PTT and others that are not, what's the difference?
Okay, so PTT is essentially first come, first serve on that time slot for whatever options are labeled PTT. And full time is exactly that, full time, meaning that it's dedicated to a particular talk group.
Okay. That was easy. Okay. That's all my questions. Thank you very much. K2BAR, AEC2GI.
Yeah, and regarding your first question, I'm not exactly certain of the none. It could mean that they just don't know administratively, or it could be that it's it's essentially a slave to whatever master it has. Period. I'm wondering if peering also allows for dual hosting, but I'm not sure. I don't think so. Or a dual, what should we say, it will be called by whoever and peered up as need be. But NJ2PC is not a peer. It is a none, because of the way it calls out to NY4Z, which is a master.
Okay, Gordon. Well, I did email you the sheets that I'm referring to, if you look at those in a future date, that's fine. And that's all my questions. I'll just be listening. AC to Gion.
Okie doke. We're trying to arrange for a couple of days up in the Adirondacks in June. It might have to be during the week. And the real dilemma is that my vehicle only transports two, and my friend's transports three. And I'd like Nancy to go with us. I'd really like her to see Floodwood. For obvious reasons, everybody's favorite camp, Fish Creek and all that good stuff. Like that there, so we'll have to see how that's gonna get pulled off. Alrighty, let's see. Anybody else with stuff for the net? Well, any further check-ins for the net? AC to Gion with one more question. Go for it.
Also in the talk groups, like TAC 310, is that TAC 310 everywhere, or is there different versions of it?
It should be everywhere.
Okay, because as I look at different people's code plugs, I guess they're just naming them different, so I wasn't sure. Thank you very much.
Right, so the naming doesn't mean jack diddly dong. So let's say you have NY4Z, and you have NJ2PC. Both have TAC 310. In your code plug, you might call it 14Z-TG310, and on the other one you might mention be TG310. As an example.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Yeah, because it's got a different frequency, and it's got all kinds of different stuff, and that's the reason for naming them differently. And I think that's what Ali did in his code plug, if I recall.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at now. I kind of made mine kind of sort of like that. But I also kind of followed what the listing was in the database I used as a reference. So I just wasn't sure whether it was all of the alpha that had to be the same or just in the ID, the digits for the ID.
Just in the digits for the ID, not in the label.
Cool.
Alrighty. Anything else from anybody? Okay, the good news is it was not an uber short net, it was a short net, but here we go. Just have one announcement myself. I have an ICOM 746 Pro, 100 watts on 2 meters, 100 watts on 6 and on HF, with an auto tuner and set up for an SDR. If you want to have a band scope, and it's available for sale. Comes with a microphone and a power cord, and it's awesome. Really slick. So you're welcome to reach out to me if you're interested in that radio. I'm also selling a Flex 5000A with dual receivers, the FireWire cable, the FireWire card if you need it, and of course it's power cord, and it's got the auto tuner built in as well. And it's a lovely radio to use with transverters and fun things like that. So do keep that in mind. It is available at a reasonable price. That's what I got. So this is Whiskey 2 Tango 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 for K2BR. Anybody else? All right. Well, 73, everybody. Have a great night, and we'll talk with you later. This is K2BR W2TTT Securing Net. Thank you.